Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Champions Mind. 5 minutes sports focus. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like a roller coaster, with no brakes, swinging from happy highs to crushing lows in the blink of an eye. Well, trust me, you're not alone. We all go through it, and today, we're diving into how to understand and manage those emotional swings because keeping your cool, both on and off the field, can seriously level up your game in life. Think about it. When you're feeling fired up and positive, you radiate confidence, focus, and energy. But when stress, anxiety, or frustration take the wheel, well, that's a whole different story. It can cloud your judgment, sabotage your performance, and leave you feeling drained. The good news is, just like any skill, learning to manage your emotions is a journey, not a destination. And with a little practice, we can all become emotional ninjas, navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First up, self-awareness. This isn't about being psychic or knowing exactly what someone else is thinking, although that would be pretty cool. It's about tuning into your own feelings, recognizing the physical sensations that come with them, a racing heart, clenched fists, butterflies in your stomach, and understanding what triggers those emotions. You know that feeling when you're about to step up to bat in a big game? That knot in your stomach. That's your body's way of saying, hey, this is important. Paying attention to these signals helps you understand what's going on inside before it takes over. Next, reframing. Ever notice how the same situation can feel completely different depending on your perspective? That's reframing in action. Instead of getting stuck in negative thought loops, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really as bad as it seems? What's a more positive way to look at this? Sometimes, simply shifting your viewpoint can make all the difference. Third, healthy coping mechanisms. We all need ways to de-stress and manage those intense emotions. Exercise is a great one that releases endorphins that have mood-boosting effects. So get moving. Whether it's hitting the gym, taking a walk in nature, or just doing some stretches, find what works for you. Fourth, mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations without getting carried away by them. Think of it like watching a movie. You can observe the characters and the story unfolding without having to be emotionally invested in every single scene. There are tons of apps and guided meditations that can help you practice mindfulness. And lastly, seeking support. It's okay to ask for help. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. Sharing your feelings with someone you trust can lighten the load and provide valuable perspective. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine a basketball game. You're down by 2 points in the last seconds, the ball is in your hands, and the crowd is roaring. You feel your heart pounding, your palms sweating, but instead of letting those emotions take control, you remember our key takeaways. Self-awareness, you know that pressure is building, reframing you tell yourself I've practiced for this moment. Healthy coping, you take a deep breath and clear your head. Mindfulness, you focus on the ball and the basket, and seeking support, you glance at your teammate, knowing they have your back. You shoot the ball, swish. You win the game because you managed your emotions like a champ. That's what we're talking about here. Taking control of those emotional swings and using them to fuel your success, both on and off the field. Remember, self-awareness is key. Reframe those negative thoughts. Find healthy coping mechanisms. Practice mindfulness. And don't hesitate to reach out for support when you need it. So, go out there, own your emotions, and show the world what a champion's mind can do. And remember, we're in this together. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. Leave a review if you found it helpful and join the conversation on social media. I'm Jake Carter, reminding you to keep pushing your limits, both mentally and physically. See you tomorrow for another 5-minute dose of Champion's Mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.